the targeting of journalists. At the last meeting of the World Economic Forum, a top CNN news executive, Eason Jordan, said that the U.S. Army targeted and killed a dozen journalists. The corporate media went hog wild, and within days, Jordan backpedaled from his assertion, and when that did not quell the blog storm that erupted, he submitted his resignation. The majoritarian white nationalist media effectively exiled Jordan from the club for daring to denounce the actions of empire. Eason Jordan did not betray the journalistic profession, but he did betray the class interests that owns the journalism industry, and the empire forced him out. For it is unacceptable for the nation state that preaches to the world the glories of the First Amendment, that declares its fealty to freedom of the press, actually targeted journalists. But what are the facts? Within days of the CNN resignation, an Italian journalist, Giuliana Sgrena, would narrowly escape death at the hands of U.S. soldiers who fired over 300 bullets at her vehicle as she was riding away from being held captive in Iraq. She seemed safer in the clutches of the terrorists than in the gun sights of the U.S. liberators. Was Miss Sgrena targeted? According to Piero Scolari, who was in the car with her, the shooting was a deliberate attempt by U.S. forces to silence her. For Sgrena, quote, had information due to which the U.S. military did not want her to leave alive. That was published in the March 5th edition of Prensa Latina. Why? Because Giuliana Sgrena did some first-hand reporting at the mosque in Fallujah, where people went seeking refuge during the U.S. air raids in February. Sgrena was wounded during the shooting, and one of her Italian protectors, Nicola Gallipari, was slain by the U.S. gunman. Sgrena writes for the Italian newspaper Il Manifesto. Agent Gallipari was the chief negotiator who secured Sgrena's release. At the time of his killing, he threw his body over Sgrena's and received the bullets intended for her. Targeting journalists? What do you think? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.